When I was a boy, there was a maze over by the canal. One of the big ones with the hedges you couldn't see through. I only went in once, with my mother. When we got to the middle, I felt safe and warm and secure. I was happy there, first time in my life. But I didn't hear her call out. She was only gone for a few moments, but suddenly I was all alone and scared and small. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know the way out. This last year, I've been so confused, always confused. And I started thinking, what if I'm still in there, crying in the middle of that maze in the dark?
Then why can she not move herself since midnight? This child is desperate. Abigail, do you not understand that I have many enemies?
I have heard of it, Uncle.
Do you not know that there is a faction sworn to drive me from my pulpit?
I think so, sir.
And now then, in the midst of such disruption, my own household is discovered to be at the very centre of some obscene practice. Abominations are done in the forest.
It was sport.
You call this sport?
A chance to experience a young woman's sexual awakening now as we begin our adaptation of Forbidden Fire, the supposedly true life confessions of a 21-year-old virgin, read by the author, Anonymous. Forbidden Fire has been specially adapted for Radio 4 and so contains sex scenes that some listeners may find strangely disappointing.